Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Let me begin this program by praying the opening prayer of Mass. Over the years, I have so emphasized praying the opening prayer, paying attention to it before Mass begins. Look at the avenues of grace that God is holding out to you. Because sometimes, you know, we can just get into habit. We stand when everybody stands. We kneel when everybody kneels. All of that kind of thing. But how attentive are we really to what the priest is praying on our behalf? It's his voice, but it's all of us praying together before the Father. And the prayer for today is, O God, who founded all the commandments of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor. All God's commandments are based on love of God and love of neighbor. Grant that by keeping your precepts, we may merit to attain eternal life. How simple and how extremely difficult to do. That's why we ask God for grace every day, to live as he calls us to live, because we can have absolute confidence that he supplies the grace for us to say yes to his word day in and day out. He provides the grace. It's we who give up too quickly, or terribly distracted and don't even hear the Lord's words, or are rebellious in some way to what the words are that God speaks to us each day. So I just want to encourage you, say, Lord, here I am. Before Mass begins, just say, Lord, here I am. I'm poor, I'm weak, I'm sinful, but I love you. I want to draw closer to you. Will you teach me? And then pay attention to the words of the prayers of the Mass. Don't just sit there. Pay attention. Because God imparts grace through his word. Grace is God sharing himself with us. When that grace is poured out, why would we refuse even a question mark of it? Why would we put aside the whole truth of the gospel because we didn't like X or Y or Z? Or we just were thinking about other things and not paying attention at all. As we say, we're there in body but not in spirit. So where are you? How attentive are you? It takes discipline. It takes practice. It's hard when you have small children. But just want to encourage you, try anyway, because God is very merciful and God is very helpful. If you can, one of the best things to do is to take a missalette and read before Mass begins. Read the opening prayer. Read the closing prayer. Certainly, look over the scriptures if you can. That primes the pump, so to speak, and then enables you, when you actually participate in the liturgy, to do it with your mind attentive and listening. We need that. We don't just need our human bodies attentive. We need our mind. That's the source. That's where we make decisions from. That's where we ask for grace. That's where we receive that grace. So keep consecrating your mind to the Lord. Day in and day out, Lord, may this mind that you've given me serve you today. May I serve you today through what I think, what I do, what I say. So the opening prayer, O God, who founded all the commandments of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor, grant that by keeping your precepts, we may merit to attain eternal life. Book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 27 to 34. Refuse no one the good on which he has a claim, when it is in your power to do it for him. Listen to that again. Refuse no one the good on which he has a claim, when it is in your power to do it for him. Say not to your neighbor, oh, go, come again, tomorrow I'll give you something, when you could actually give him something at once. Think about that. How many times do we put off people hoping that they'll forget they ask us? When you're being asked something legitimately, respond generously. Plot no evil against your neighbor, against one who lives at peace with you. Quarrel not with a man without cause, with one who has done you no harm. Just because somebody else has spoken of him negatively doesn't mean that it's true. Assess for yourself. Envy not the lawless man, and choose none of his ways. To the Lord the perverse one is an abomination, but with the upright is his friendship. That's very important, brothers and sisters. Envy not the lawless man. You know, the one who's popular, the one who has a lot of money, a lot of success, a lot of power. We tend to envy, but don't envy the one who is not following God. Because in the end, that's all that matters. Envy not the lawless man and choose none of his ways. None of his ways. We're presented through the media, brothers and sisters, day in and day out, lots of lawless people of one kind or another. And in a sense, we're all guilty, of course. But those who fight their instincts and choose to follow God are mightily blessed. But you see, the world's values are so different from God's values. Don't make decisions about people based on their popularity in this world. Who are they? Are they leading you at least not away from Christ and hopefully closer to him? If not, why are you listening? Why are you paying attention? Envy not the lawless man and choose none of his ways. To the Lord, the perverse one is an abomination, but with the upright is his friendship. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but the dwelling of the just he blesses. When dealing with the arrogant, he is stern, but to the humble, he shows kindness. How do you act? With whom do you relate? All of us have these characteristics or qualities. To whom are you drawn? Who's in your circle of friends? Are they lawless? Are they ones who genuinely seek God? We're all sinners, but are we seekers of God? That's the question. And that should frame your conversations, time spent with people. Who draws you closer to Christ? And it doesn't have to be that they're preaching the gospel all the time. It doesn't have to be that they're talking religious talk, so to speak, all the time. That's not it. What's at the heart of it is this person who is my friend, is this person's life based, is the foundation of this person's life, knowing that they came from God and will return to God. They know who they are, they know where they've come from, and they know where they're going. We all have our sins and failures, but if a person is genuinely founded and rooted in Christ, draw close to them. That's who you want to follow. That's who you want to have as your friends. Psalm 15, the just one shall live on your holy mountain. He who walks blamelessly and does justice, who thinks the truth in his heart and slanders not with his tongue. Do you gossip? Do you spread all kinds of lies? Well, I didn't know it was a lie. Well, check before you speak. Who harms not his fellow man, who takes up a reproach against it, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, by whom the reprobate is despised, while he honors those who fear the Lord. What's your circle of friends and acquaintances? Do you look for those who help you to draw closer to the Lord? And I don't mean they need to preach and you need to pray all the time, but are their values, their standards? Those are the commandments. Who lends not his money at usury, he accepts no bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be disturbed. You follow the Lord, you follow his word. That's where real peace is. And the gospel for today is the gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verses 16 to 18. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed." Of course he doesn't. "Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible. There is nothing secret that will not be known and come to light eventually in this life or in the next. Take care then how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away. Pay attention. God understands we're weak. God understands that we can't be sinless, but we can reduce, greatly reduce, the number of times that we sin if we get our focus right, if we have our values and our standards based on the commandments and the gospel. Am I living by that? And when I fail, I repent. I acknowledge my mistake. I acknowledge my sin. God draws very, very near, as I so often say, but it's true. He draws very near to those who live their lives in the light. There's nothing hidden in darkness in your life. There are some things that you might not tell the world, but you haven't hidden anything from God or from those closest to you. There is a priest by the name of Father Julian Caron, who is a Spanish priest. He's a professor of theology at the University of Milan. And I want to close with this from Magnificat magazine because he has a lot of good to say. Listen to this. Life is this constant web of events that provoke us. Life is this constant dialogue with the mystery that is God, who provokes us, who calls us through the things that happen. As we said, everything that happens is for our maturity. Therefore, Jesus continues to call. He continues to knock on our door. And all of my previous refusals to be open don't necessarily make me close up also now. I have to decide each time, once again, am I going to listen to the knock at the door? That is the voice of God, the inspiration of God, the call of God, or do I reject it? Who, for example, isn't struck once again in front of a beautiful day, even when he is really angry at life in general? You have to decide again. Or in front of a gratuitous gesture, one can be as angry as he wants, but he cannot avoid the repercussion in front of its beauty. We all know it very well. We all have to decide again each time because this is the fundamental affirmation of the concept of the I, that is me. We defend, and we defend it each time we speak. Otherwise, we would get stuck, defined only by antecedent factors, whichever ones, censoring that there is an I that is constantly challenged. We are in a dialogue with God constantly, brothers and sisters. That's the real life. Even if we're not picking up our end and speaking to God, God is always speaking to us. Do we hear him? Do we truly listen? So he says that is why each time we have to decide if our answer will be an acceptance or a denial and a refusal. Am I going to take the inspiration and go with it, or am I going to try to ignore it? A lot more on that topic to come. May God bless you today and listen for his voice. In these times in which we live, I want to make sure that you can access my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. I want to encourage you, please, to get that booklet. You can have a free copy of it by calling 1-800-282-4789 or by going to our website, renewalministries.net, and just click on Bookstore. Please take the time to read it. May God bless you.